Okay.
We're standing.
It is Tuesday, October 9th. It is the Common Council meeting. Let's stand and take the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic from which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Weedle.
Here.
Lori.
Here.
Romine.
Here.
Enrod.
Here.
Simpson.
Here.
Okay, in front of you are the minutes from the September 25th meeting. Common Council, all members were present at that meeting. Were there any changes or corrections that needed to occur? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
Second.
Motioned by Ben, seconded by Bill. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay, I'm going to recess the City Council meeting and open up the floor for the public hearing for the 2013 budget. As you know, we've made some changes to the 2013 budget that I have laid out in my mayor's memo, as well as I'm speaking with each of the council members to kind of let them know about the changes to the budget. We have obviously published it in form with the law, and everything seems to be in order, but we will open it up to the public. Okay, hearing no public comments, I will go ahead and close the public hearing, and we will then go ahead and reconvene the Common Council meeting on Ordinance 2012-31, which is the parking ordinance. Can I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Motioned by Nicole, seconded by Jackie. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Please read 2012-31 by title only.
Ordinance 2012-31, an ordinance amending Chapter 71, parking regulations, and amending Chapter 75, traffic schedules, both of Title 7 of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Columbia City, Indiana.
Okay. Bill?
Yes.
This is kind of, I mean, you and Dan and I have all kind of worked on this in some way, shape, or form, but you are kind of the spearhead person of this, so if you'd like to kind of describe the changes in here.
I can do that. The first change in Section 2, it establishes the parking places in front of the Sheriff's Department for police vehicles. Even though that's always been in existence, it's never been an ordinance. And it also establishes all of the ones that we have out front of the building in City Hall. The other really big change is taking the parking fine from $5 to $10. And it added a handicap spot that's just north of this alley right here in front of the Klux, and it added a handicap spot there. Put no parking on the south side of Ravenwood, and it included the angle parking improvement on the city parking lot. There was another change that we omitted some things that were duplicated in the ordinance that just, they're just duplicate paragraphs, and there was a change on that allowed the police to impound a vehicle and charge storage and everything. That we just brought those, that ordinance, or that part had been in the ordinance, but we just brought it up to where it met the standards to the community, where the tow service was charging $20 a day for park or for storage of the vehicle. We just amended it so we were consistent with what was going on in the community. And I think that's it.
It should be noted that for the most part, and I don't think, as far as I can remember, and from what I believe that Bill and Tim has said, which, Tim, I forgot to give you credit. You've worked on this too, and I apologize for that, is that we don't typically impound vehicles. We've not done that in the past, so it's not, and it for all intents and purposes, it's not a change that people are going to feel or be impacted by because we don't impound vehicles. However, we felt if we ever wanted to impound vehicles, we still have that option and bring that dollar amount up to that standard. So are there any questions in regards to that ordinance, that parking change ordinance? I should mention that there, we are not changing from angle to parallel or vice versa or any of those kind of things that happens in past administrations where we flip-flop and go back and forth. We are not changing that by any means. So.
I have a question, Mayor.
Yes.
The Line Street part, are you not designating anything there? It's just open.
Schedule 10, angled parking spaces, being hereby is amended. Is the angled parking spaces there? I don't remember what Schedule 10 is offhand.
Well, right now we don't have anything, but I thought we were going to designate some of those spots for us.
Well, yes, we were going to designate the northern 3 for business parking and the southern 4 for city parking, city employee parking only. Yeah, signs are already out.
I know they are.
Not an ordinance, yeah. Yeah. So, and
I think the last conversation that we had with the attorney on that was that we were going to, that would come up later when we figured out exactly what he wanted to do.
Okay, I thought I made that. Okay. Well, what I would like to do is to amend the ordinance to include that in some way, shape, or form, and we can have Marcia put that in how she feels fit. But so the southern 4 of the 7 angle parking spaces on Line Street will be designated for the city employees. So we'll be designated for city employee parking only.
That's during business hours.
During business hours, yes. That would basically go in line with the city parking lot.
And then the northern, how many?
Northern 3 would be business parking. And it's kind of hard to put that in an ordinance because I need to find business parking. But
well, no, it's open for anybody. Or?
Yeah. Basically, I mean, what ultimately the idea behind business parking is to allow individuals who are either running businesses as owners or using the businesses downtown that they have additional parking spaces there. It's not necessarily for the use of renters and individuals to that extent. Other questions or comments or concerns?
Was there a complaint or something on that?
If I remember going back,
there's been people complaining, especially around the curves, because when you park on the curb and on the curb, it's real hard to get through. And I know when my kids both parked on both sides, the bus driver finally asked me when to have them park on the same side because you couldn't get through. That was years ago, but obviously the street's the same size, so.
The committee had asked the residents on the street what their thoughts were, and overwhelmingly they wanted to let parking on one side of the street. So.
Those are mailboxes or hydrants to be concerned with?
I believe
the
mailboxes are on the south side. That's what I was asking Bill, because I'm terrible with directions. But
If the
even numbered houses are on the south side, then that's the mailbox side. Okay.
My grandfather's mailbox is on the south side.
Okay.
That was our intent, was to limit it on no
parking. To not park on the mailbox.
Hopefully not the right direction.
Yeah.
I have one more question. So we're not having anything on that side of Chauncey? Like now?
That is correct. Right. We will have nothing on the east side of Chauncey Street, so it will open it up to business individuals and individuals using the courthouse. And it should be noted that the mayor's parking spot will be moved out to the city employee parking lot. Okay.
Right, that's how we make up the extra police spot on this side.
Yep.
We'll have that space available.
One or two. Mm-hmm. If you need a diagram, we can draw you one too. I know it's a little confusing. We tried to be all encompassing with one ordinance change rather than five ordinance changes that address each individual thing. Okay, any further discussion or questions?
So are the utility spots, are those in the original ordinance?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Any other questions? Hearing none, can I have a motion?
Do you want to vote on it until the changes are made? Or?
Oh, I just thought we would make a motion with those changes, and then Marcia can write them in to the next one.
Yeah. I move that we accept the ordinance with the changes on the angled parking. The south four for city employees only during business hours.
Okay. Motion by Bill, seconded by Dan. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor? Okay, thank you. We will move that to second reading. It is unanimous. Okay, now for a fun discussion that we've been putting on for a while, and now is a good time to talk about it, is the water bond. As you can tell, Mike is not here, and that's unfortunate, but he had previously scheduled time off, but we really do need to start moving on this because of bond some time. Is that right, Rosie? Yes. So, and remember, again, as I said, this is part of our, this was, you approved the authority to bond. You did not necessarily approve the dollar amount and to move forward on that. And so that's why we're here today to discuss that. If you'll look on page 5 of your water bond PDF, you will see the schedule of proposed capital improvements and see the different areas in which they wanted to, or Mike would like to improve those areas water main wise. We can discuss each item if you'd like, or we can talk about them as a whole, or we can do just about whatever you'd like to do. If you feel more comfortable waiting until Mike got back, we can do that, but I would really like to have some kind of a final vote by the end of this month so we can get moving on it.
Well, I was kind of confused on the handwritten notes at the bottom.
Okay.
And how that affected the dollar amount up top.
Okay, I can kind of describe some of that. As you know, we were running a deficit going into this year, but we also knew that Kelly and Mike had worked out redoing portions of Line Street, the 400 up to 400 or 500 block of South Line Street. Thinking how many blocks down?
Yeah, from north of Market down to Spencer, past Spencer.
And so instead of and we know that those water mains needed to be upgraded. And so as we were doing that, or as that was being planned, the water department was also running a deficit. And so we ended up using some, I'm trying to remember how we worked the money, Rosie, but it was, we used some CIP dollars.
Yeah, and then once we got the bond, we were going to pay that.
Right. So, so basically we used some of the long-term unplanned project dollars that were in CIP to fund this with the assumption that in some way, shape, or form we'd be able to reimburse that money, whether it be through this bond or through other means, whether it means, you know, when we start making money that we can repay that. But so that's the first bullet point, is that that could be a portion that you add into this bond, or we can take basically something off to pay for that, I believe.
I guess that was my question.
Yes.
In what category up here could we reduce where we could reimburse that money? I mean,
how many dollars are we talking?
You mean to reimburse?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm sorry, I don't have that problem yet.
And I don't remember offhand, but if for some reason you wanted to you know, look at maybe vehicle replacement or something like that to reimburse. That could be a way you could do it.
To me, that would be the obvious one. I'm not a big fan of financing vehicles over 20 years.
Okay.
Not to keep
getting
vehicles. It's like they're butter. You wouldn't do that in any other.
It should all, yeah, and it should also be noted as a portion of the South Line Street project that there's more utility work and Kelly street department work that will be done in 2013 as well as 2014. I don't know what the utility portion of that 2014 is, but I know in 2013 you're going down to the railroad tracks. Is that right? From where you left off?
13.
Yeah, 13, they'll go from basically Spencer Street, right?
Yeah, down to the tracks, and the following year from the tracks, hopefully to
Radio Road.
Weston.
Oh, where?
Weston.
Oh, Weston. Yeah. Okay, Weston. Okay.
Well, why wouldn't that be on here, then?
Well, I think the assumption is that with revenues getting better because of the rate increase and other things to that effect, that will be able to be paid for cash-wise. Would you concur with that, Rosie?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the other oddball on this is the 205 project. Jeff has not heard back yet from NDOT as to whether or not that portion of the project will be included. The water main relocation project. If that is not included in the 205 project, we may want to seriously consider putting that in some way, shape, or form into the bond issue. I think it's last Tuesday, when that we had the huge water main break. Water main break. We know that line in general has some major issues. And I don't know, do you want to talk a little bit about how the water main would fit in the 205 project if NDOT chose not to?
A part of it is scheduled to be relocated as part of the project, but approximately half of it would not be. When Mike priced out, we're looking at about $300,000 as an engineer's estimate for relocation of the entire thing. Mike had indicated that he could do it for about half that. So the problem is that you can't hardly have a general contractor under the federal program move half of it and have us move the other half at the same time. It's just you're stepping over each other's contracts and areas. So I would think that we would want to relocate the entire thing ourselves ahead of the project, and I know that Mike would agree on that. Problem with that is it's going to run roughly $150,000.
Which would be on top of what you see there.
In comparison to $300,000 if it goes through the state.
Well, yeah, it's $300,000, but it's 80-20 match. So,
and
we've already paid ours.
Yeah.
So we're, yeah. It'd be out the balance.
And those dollars have already been allocated to our project.
Right.
So it's just one of those things that if they say yes, then it's taken care of. If they say no, then that's where we're going to have a hard decision to make. And I think our decision should be to move those lines.
Yeah.
You're going to have brand new street. And
you have problems. That line was put in, Rosie, back when Eagle Glen was annexed. What was that, mid-'80s?
You're stretching on that.
I think it was around the mid-'80s, but it's bad material, so it's going to continue to worsen.
So it's not necessarily a decision that needs to be made now because we need more information from NDOT whether or not that would be a part of it. So I guess what I've, because Mike's not here, I do think we probably should wait till the next meeting to approve it. Or not approve it or ask questions to that point. But what I'd like you to do between now and then is take a hard look at these things and please send an email or call Mike between now and then. I will tell you, I think he's out the rest of this week, but if you email him, he'll get it before the next council meeting. So please take a look at that, and if you have additional questions in regards to those figures, why he's doing what he's doing, those kind of things, please send him an email or give him a phone call so that he can answer those questions prior to the council meeting. I don't mind if you bring questions to the council meeting, but factually speaking, it'd be easier for you to ask a question and him get the information back to you than him guessing here at the meeting.
So are we just going to vote on a dollar amount, or?
Well, I believe we'd...
I think that's what we... I think the maximum, I forget what was in that, I don't have my mind.
I thought it was 2.5.
2.5.
I think it was
the original bond.
Yeah, and they originally talked about 2 million.
Yep.
And then leaving, they just put the 2.5 in there in case we wanted to go higher. But, and you could just set a figure and say, you know, 2 million, and that's what we're going to do.
That's what we already approved.
Yes.
You approved the authority up to 2.5, but we never said go for the bond at this price.
But how can we do that without that information that we're talking about?
How can you do what?
How can we say that we need a $2 million bond if we don't know what it does,
what
it
does
situation?
Well, that's, we hope to have that information by the next council meeting.
Okay, so you're still not, you're still on. You don't want to vote for it today.
Correct.
Okay.
I want to move it to, yeah, I want to, but what I'm asking you to do is, or I think what Rosie was saying was, we need to get a dollar amount by the next meeting. So if you have questions in regards to why certain things are on here and maybe the urgency of each of these projects or anything like that, Mike can answer any of those questions you have. I know that some of these, if you look at the last, project, the West Park and Shinneman, you'll see that that was delayed and moved to this from the last bond issue to this bond issue. You'll see Elm Street only 100, the 100 block was done, and you'll see that on this bond issue. So you see that there were things that were pushed back the last time because they used dollars for the 500 block of South Elm. They used it for aeration tank repair, things to that effect. So there were some projects that got moved from the last bond issue to this bond issue. Obviously, if they were needed then, think about how many years later.
So in what we vote on, can we specify that it needs to be used for those projects?
Absolutely.
And not be siphoned off for other things?
If that's what you want Mike to do, you just need to.
That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, I would say absolutely. If you want Mike to specify, or if you want to specify to Mike that he will use it for X, Y, and Z, but not A, then that'd be fine. The only thing I would just ask, obviously, and I know you will, but to have a discussion with Mike about those things, so he doesn't get.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
I mean, some of them we keep kicking down the road and they continue to break. So.
Completely agree. And that's why I'm hoping to answer Bill's question. That's why I'm hoping that, well, we may just have to tell NDOT we need an answer by this point.
Well, I'm going to call him tomorrow morning on my way down to Indy. So.
Okay. So we hope to have an answer this week.
You could go to their office and tell them you're not leaving until you have an answer.
I could. Are your phones broke?
So, okay, I've seen a lot of head nods, so we will go ahead and move on then, and like I said, please, if you have questions, like Mike, no. Okay, Tom, we'll start with you.
I reported to the Board of Works, and I'll report again that 31st, Halloween night, we are going to be handing out the glow sticks again this year. We have 1,000 of them. The police department's going to grab some of them and hand them out as well for the kids to wear around. Kind of illuminates a little bit so they're a little bit more visible at night. So at 5 o'clock on the 31st, we'll be handing those out along with the police department. Ours will be here at the station. Tim's going to, I'm assuming from squad cars or something, be handing out glow sticks as well. So we also ordered our candy today for the Christmas candy giveaway that has occurred for the last 130 years plus that happens at the courthouse. So that's what's going to be happening. So that's going to be happening again. That's a good thing. And then I also reported in the past that one of our trucks had a suction issue with it. The pump testing came back fine, but the suction was not going adequately. We had a couple of options on the table. One was a quick fix, low dollar fix to the truck. The other one was a very in-depth, very expensive fix. Being that we have a slate at this point to replace that truck in 2014, I've opted to go with the $1,000 or under fix of that truck and hopefully continue down the path of replacing it in 2014. So that's pretty much it in a nutshell.
Okay. Questions of Tom?
So when that start looking at the new truck, will that process start before too long? Or?
By the end of the year, we're wanting to have the truck committee in place. Why, are you wanting to serve on that committee, Ben?
No, I don't. I knew the last time Coles recorded one and I was there, it took about 2 years. So.
Yeah, it is definitely a pretty in-depth look at trucks. You'll know a fire truck inside and out by the time it's done. And with all the NFPA changes that's occurred since we ordered our last one, it's going to have to be a complete ground to spec. So. I just spoke with Mike and Kyler about that this past week, and we're hoping to have that in place by the end of the year and have the specs done and ready to go by late summer next year.
So you sell the old one then?
Or whatever the council wants to do with the old one. I don't think we'll get much out of it.
No,
it's a 1990. Been around for a few years and served its purpose. Served its purpose, I should not say that. Served its purpose.
Okay. Thank you, Tom. Kelly?
Yeah, as I reported earlier, I'd sent my report out to everyone. I didn't think I was going to be here tonight, but we had to cancel that trip. A couple things on my report that I'll hit on was we did help the water department. We had a guy drive a truck, a 2-ton, while they had that main break on 205 the other day, and kept busy doing that most of the day. Getting the concrete finished up, we're going to pour that in front of the building tomorrow, pole barn out there, and then we have asphalt scheduled for, I think it's Friday. And since that should wrap up most of our concrete work, and we'll start getting on a jet machine to do some more televising as we can. We actually had it out today working on a line, doing some root cutting that we need to work on some more Friday, probably, so we'll get back on that and try to get some of that taken care of. The leaves are scheduled for October 22nd to start pick up on that. Gentleman that came in that wanted his stump removed last council meeting, we took care of that for him. He seems pretty happy with that.
See
so.
If the grass grows.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully the grass grows. We're going to make sure it does. That's all I have this time.
Questions of Kelly? Thank you, Kelly. Mark?
JFL football games are still going on for another 3 weeks. They seem to be going pretty well. Someone's doing a good job staying busy with that. We put some work in for our Dashing Through the Snow 5K, which we have every winter. We've scheduled that for December 7th. And just hoping to have a good turnout for that. We usually take the money we make for that and use it for the water we use for a splash pad. And hope that it's enough. But we're a little short this year. Working on the father-daughter dance also. We're just kind of trying to find a different place or any place to have it for February this year. Just kind of looking at our options for that event. The Veterans Marathon is November 10th, so we'll have some work to do for that also. And I'm sure Jeff will talk a little bit about the trail and the bridge project that's going on. Looks a little different back there right now. They have the pilings in for the bridge and some clearing on the other side. And I think they'll be working on the trail soon for that. So I'll let Jeff talk a little bit more detail about that. I want to thank the electric department. They came over today and they helped us trim some branches on a tree that's outside of one of the gardens that the master gardeners take care of. So I appreciate them coming out helping us with that. And other than that, we're mowing and blowing leaves and painting dugouts. That's really it.
Questions of Mark?
What's happening with the pool survey? Is that being compiled?
Mayor just gave me the results. So you compiled everything right here.
What I'd like to do is get it to the park board, and we'll present the results back to you at the next meeting. I feel it's fair that the park board gets first shot at it.
Come on, guys, go ahead.
That's okay.
Yep. That was part of something I was going to report on, so save me some time. Okay. Other questions of Mark?
Are you going to put dugouts down at the walls up too?
Yes.
Yes, we will.
We have to put the fence in first. Otherwise, it might not line up, right?
Yeah. Well, there hadn't been dugouts down there for a long time. So.
Yeah, so we'll have dugouts that are similar to like the ones we have down.
So
if
you can find that.
Yes.
Okay. Tom?
I'm going to be in trouble with members of the fire service if I do not mention sometime in a public meeting today that we are right now in the middle of Fire Prevention Week. A long time ago, Mrs. O'Leary's cow kicked over a lantern and set forth the events that we now know as Fire Prevention Week, and it has been taking place. That in mind, all of last week, we had tours. All of next week, we have tours. This week, nobody scheduled anything. So I find that to be ironic that I think everybody thought that it was going to be jam-packed this week for tours they never even asked. So. But I make mention that this is Fire Prevention Week. Do your best to be on good behavior.
Thank you. Being an individual that lost my great-great-grandfather in a barn fire here downtown, I appreciate Fire Prevention Week. Jim?
Last week we had a command meeting again, and we discussed morale, performance evaluations, and applying for a grant through DFI. Just drug-free Indiana. Next week we have two officers that will be attending instructor development training. That's going to be at Shipshewana Police Department, a five-day course there. Now, this past Friday evening we had an officer that was injured in a short foot pursuit with an intoxicated individual. He's going to be off work indefinitely until he sees a specialist, so we're trying to fill some gaps there with the schedule. This coming Thursday I'll be at the high school all day speaking with some students on things like career choices, literacy, and job skills. And Friday, Officer Hunter will be doing a bicycle safety class at Mary River School. And we are prepping for some upcoming events, including some Halloween Patrol and the Veterans Marathon.
Questions of Tim? Thank you, Tim. Larry?
Last week, or during this last week, we had 30 locates and 36 work orders. We put in a new service on Mulberry Street. We cut some trees and done some line trimming. We started changing the transformers at Westgate to get rid of some of the ones we still have PCBs in. We trenched and ran a conduit for the communications department in the park. Mentioned to the Board of Works about our Christmas decorations. We formed a committee and got to come up with a solution and take it out of the street department's funds.
Before you go any further, Larry, should be noted for the media that he is kidding. Second of all, the committee right now is Larry and myself, and then we'd also like one council member to be a part of that committee. So if anybody's really interested in Christmas lights, we'd love to have you involved. So,
sure, I'll do it.
Okay, Nicole is a part of our Christmas light committee. Thank you, Larry.
This is American Public Power Week also. I wanted to mention that since it's also Prevention Week.
Hopefully private, you don't.
Private electricity helps spread the fire. But anyway, that's all I have.
Questions of Larry? Thank you, Larry. Jeff?
Mark had indicated the trail extension project. I met with the engineer and the trail general contractor today at the site, and we've finished up the exact routing and elevations that we're going to have on the trail. We're anticipating that Niblock will be mobilizing next week sometime and start in on the cutting in the trail. And Hamilton Hunter has ordered all the material for the bridge work, and it will be arriving in periods over the next few weeks. Both companies feel very confident that they can finish the project yet this calendar year, so I'm really hopeful that's the process. If the bridge should take actually less time than the trail. If the trail doesn't get finished this year, then the bridge won't be opened up either. I mean, it won't be safe. So that's the goal from everybody. Have been in contact with the property owner and have worked out details of using and getting rid of excess dirt. So I think everybody's on board with it at this point. As I mentioned earlier, I'm heading down south tomorrow to IMPA headquarters. The Indiana Economic Development Forum annual meeting is being hosted at IMPA, and some pretty big economic development speakers will be present at that, so I'll be representing the city at that. And I'm going to be brief this time, Mayor.
It should be noted that that the Board of Works approved final design of the Southwest Stormwater Project, and we also paid the last payment to Bowen Engineering for Phase 2A. So, I don't know if you got anything else. Anything else for Jeff? Okay, Mike.
Contractors on the last stage of the project out there for the equipment upgrades. They're installing the drive units and hooking the electrical up to that today. They should have that done by the end of the week, and a startup should be Friday the 12th, and it has to run for 7 days, which would make it the 19th, and then obviously final completion is supposed to be the 25th, which to me it doesn't look like they're going to have any troubles meeting that. I hope not. So you've heard me talk in the past couple weeks about the rain gauges that we have to have installed. I've found a company and a model that we're going to go with, and I've been researching that, and we're going to get that ordered this week and hopefully get it installed within the next week or two. I've been working on the Main Street lift station. We have a pump there that's been having seal troubles. We have it torn down for the second time, and there's some seals that come out of it today, and we did not have prints on exactly how it was supposed to be disassembled or go back together, so I stopped that process until we can get the information so we can do the correct disassembly and reassembly of that. The ongoing repairs, I've also reported on that. Lead times are killing us right now, so we're not having it's out there, we have everything ordered, we're just not getting it parts back to us so we can complete these tasks. But as soon as we do, then we'll get those finished. I spoke with Jason Bagwell from Burgess and Nyepel today. The crane extension, they are getting a quote from a different company. The one that they've got from the original company that installed our bridge crane, they thought the estimate was too high, so they're contacting another company to give them a different quote. Pressure transmitter should be in the next day or so that should be installed. And the control panel for the tipping buckets is yet to be repaired. Now, as the mayor indicated that we hadn't done the final payment on it, this all falls under warranty work, so they were still obligated to do this. So that's all I have.
Questions of Mike? Thank you, Mike. Rosie?
Oak Grove will be here next Thursday to go over the financials with me and the final closeout on the grant.
Jackie?
I think
I've asked for Board of Works approval to have Umbaugh draft up a basically a contract for a rate study to be done on our wastewater project. As we know, in the water water rate increase process that we went into, we heard multiple times, I'm sure you heard on the campaign trail as well as in that process, that individuals wanted the wanted any kind of increase in rates stair-stepped in rather than being one big impact. I think we've been given a huge, at least I have, a huge sigh of relief with the fact that we've been able to push our next phase of the long-term control plan back 2 years. But I think what, what's important and what I've asked the Board of Works approval on is to have Umbaugh to do a rate study to give us options or give you options as the council to phase in rates in some way, shape, or form. We know that a project that is $7 million, which is the next estimated cost of the next phase of the long-term control plan, we don't really have $7 million cash lying around, and so I think it's important for us to at least have some options on the table as to if you want to start if you want to start phasing in rates next year or 2014 or 15 or 16 or however, that you have some options on the table so you can take a look at what those would be and how that would look. We all know of the unfunded mandate, and I won't go through that whole litany, but I think it is important for us to have information so that we ultimately, you have power to make a well-informed decision and be able to decide however you want to go, I guess. So in any case, at the next Board of Works meeting, I'm hoping to have a contract by Umbaugh so that the Board of Works can approve that and they can begin the study to give you information as soon as possible. Okay? Okay. I don't think I have anything else outside of saying that, like I said, with the pool survey information, we will get that to you at the next council meeting. Dan? Ben? Nicole? Bill?
Well, I don't know if I can compete with Mrs. McCleary's cow, but there was a thing that I got that was labeled Kentucky Data Link.
Yeah, and they are already on our polls, and they wanted to hook up another 25 and got all this stuff to me, and then they decided the project was canceled, so just disregard anything.
Well, it was upside down. I couldn't read it anyway.
Right. Oh, what? If you turned it, I couldn't read it.
I want to see if you're paying attention.
Yeah. I learned that if you turn the iPad, it just keeps turning. Yes. And the other thing was the street lights thing. I was pretty impressed with the amount of savings on that. That was pretty good.
Yeah. That's how Larry is going to fund the Christmas lights.
Right. We should have a lot of money in there.
Okay. Anything else for the good of the cause? Media, have any questions?
I didn't bring my camera tonight. I'm having one of the institutions.
Oh, okay. Okay. We will. Yes. Thank you for bringing that up. By the way, I am proud to say that the City of Columbia City are the proud owners for at least 1 year of the Corporate Challenge YMCA Trophy. As you can tell, we wrapped up the championship tonight, and it was a third place finish in volleyball. And just want to thank all of our workers and. Department heads and Rosie and everyone that participated. It's been really good fun. I think we've made some really good contact with other businesses. They've actually, as I think I sent to all of you, a couple of them actually nominated us for the Spirit Award, which is the people who show the best spirit, competitive and sportsmanlike. So that's kind of a neat thing. I'm real pleased with how we've done both athletically as well as spirit-wise and sportsmanship-wise, so very pleased. With that, if no one has anything else, I will adjourn the meeting.